restore the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian babies alive. Selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird six stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
What the hell?
That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Literal vampire pot and the goblins are hobbling round coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go.
Such self-centered crap. We don't even notice, and it's self rising up against us. Millions upon it, people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna steal your daughter at the mall.
Ah, the classic. The absolute classic from Alex Jones. I thought we would play that just to remind everybody how far ahead of the curve we truly are. Yes, Somalis, the talk of the town these days. Well, we were on that. We were on that event 10 years ago because it was obvious what the outcome of this was going to be. We'll talk about the Somalis today. I got so much to accomplish in this last hour of the show. We got a lot to get into here, and I got a lot of videos to play as well, including, before we go to the videos, and on the topic of immigration, Ben Stiller, he's an actor. For our younger viewers, he was an actor a couple decades ago, very popular for a character named Zoolander. Look it up. Google it. It's used to be funny. And he's very mad. Everybody doesn't like Somalians. He's defending his Somalian American neighbors. And in response to this, somebody on X named Wayne at X Wayne X. One of the weirder things for me about the recent immigration debate is that it's revealed the liberals are almost entirely dedicated and committed to third world migration to the West. It's not just something they're okay with and that the majority of their neighbors should agree on, but something that is sort of the ultimate goal of government. And in response to this, Harry Bergeron at Tysonberg puts this chart. Democrats aren't half the country with a certain set of beliefs. They're just half the country with the least cognitive agency, which I think is a very appropriate thing to say. A chart for supporting trans kids would look similar. It was never a thing. The TV said it was important one day, and they fell in line. And it has this chart. It says Democrats have become much more liberal on immigration while Hispanics remain conflicted. And it shows that at the beginning, You fairly even. You had Hispanics around zero in terms of whether they were in favor of cutting immigration or increasing immigration. Hispanics here, that's line in the middle. And you have Republicans have been over here on the right for a while, about negative 40, not changed very much. The Democrats took this hard left turn in 2010. See, this is the population of people who literally can't think for themselves. Their idea, their identity itself is dictated to them by a power structure that despises them.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have so much to cover in this last hour. Let me do some housekeeping here. We just spent the last hour talking to Stuart Rhodes. I hope you all enjoyed that conversation. And I enjoy having a platform where we can have people on to, you know, even disagree about this stuff sometimes. But I do want to tell you, the Oath Keepers are an extremely important, invaluable organization to have around. They've proven their worth time and time again. It's why they were targeted so severely. So I do really want to encourage you to go to givesendgo.com/oath. That's givesendgo.com/OATH and help Stuart keep the Oath Keepers alive. And just like with InfoWars, you know, we'll go to some videos later today of some of these meetings that are happening in New York City and elsewhere of all these billionaires. And somehow they're all billionaires. And the other side has all of the billionaires. I hate to say it. It's the billionaires that are trying to destroy free speech. It's the billionaires that are trying to sow dissension in the ranks. It's the billionaires that are trying to overthrow our country, our way of life, and destroy our very people. Against that, it's us. It's you. It's you and me and our friends. And we understand. We don't take it for granted, your support. We hope that we are worthy of it. And, you know, we hope that you can see the value of what we provide or what people like the Oath Keepers and Stuart Rhodes provide. And understand, you know, I was having a conversation yesterday about America with a group of guys. And, you know, there's sort of obvious elementary questions, but when you really think about them, it gets really deep in terms of like, what is America? What is it? Is it a people? Is it a nation? Is it a idea? You know, and I have my way of looking at America. We're techno Rome. We're Europeans on hardcore mode. We're what happens when you take the most advanced people in the world and drop them in a hostile wilderness and only the strong survive. It's beyond anything. It's not just a nation or an idea. It's almost something metaphysical. And then the question was, well, how do you keep that alive? How do you keep the American spirit alive in the next generations? So like, how would you guarantee that immigrants coming over are truly American, or how do you raise your kid to be truly American? And, you know, people were sort of suggesting different things. Well, it all goes back to education. You got to be able to educate people. You got to show them, you know, the importance of the values that we have. But I was thinking about it, and it's like, okay, if you want to raise your kid to be an American, I don't think education is the right word. I think storytelling is. It's the stories. It's the narratives. It's the, because they're true for the most part. And if they're not true, they're better than true. There's an old saying from an old historian says, you know, the stories of our past might not be true, but we have to believe them. And there's something to that. I've talked a lot before about, you know, the story of George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. Did it actually happen? I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm telling the story to my kid. But when I related to my son, it absolutely happened. It was an important part of George Washington's character growing up, because it's the story itself is more important than its historical veracity. Now, that's not really the case with the American Revolution, because that is truthful. I mean, the story about the American Revolution is real. The story about the Texas Revolution really happened. And what it shows is that it doesn't matter if the most powerful people in the world are on the other side. It doesn't matter if they have all the institutions and all of the control and all of the money. When you have a motivated populace of independent, intelligent, strong people, you can win. You almost are certain to win. And we've talked about it before. I even think the Texas Revolution is more informative of this than the American Revolution. The Texas Revolution, you know, it wasn't just Texas that revolted. Multiple Mexican states revolted. Texas was one of them. And before getting to Texas, Santa Anna just ran roughshod over everybody. I mean, it wasn't Veracruz, but it's a word that starts with V. There's a town, a city in Mexico, and like their militia was like 18,000 men. They'd just gotten brand new Browning rifles from the British. They just armed their militia, and Santa Anna conquered that city in like an hour. And then he spent 2 weeks raping and pillaging his own people because he was a tyrant. Then he comes to Texas. He meets 180 guys with squirrel guns from Tennessee in the Alamo, and it takes him 2 weeks to take this burned out little fort because of the tenacity and the skill of the Americans that were there, the Anglos that were there, the Texians, as they were called. And you know, I wrote an article about it. It's one of the only articles I've ever written. It was about the Alamo because the symbol of the Alamo is a real thing. It actually happened. It actually shows you what happens when you have people that are willing to sacrifice everything on the hope of freedom in the future. But it has to. But you have to have that hope. You have to understand that the sacrifice is worth it because those that come behind you are going to recognize and value your sacrifice and carry the torch on. So that's sort of where we're at right now. That's where we're at. We don't have the institutions. We don't have the billions of dollars. Be nice if we did. We got one billionaire, Elon. It's been great so far. Imagine if we had two. Can you imagine? Wow, be amazing. We can't do that. For some reason, and actually the reason is because our economic system has been deliberately established over centuries to preclude anybody who, you know, would be on our side from ever attaining wealth or power to any great degree. They'll just have it stripped from them if they turn. So it's just the fact. That's just the way it is. We don't have the billionaires. All we have is you. All we can rely on is you. The good news is that's more than enough if you're active, if you're conscious, if you're involved. So we don't take it for granted, but we also can't do it without it. So please do support, whether it's us, the Oath Keepers, other groups actually working towards a patriotic end. Without you, we're lost. We don't have the billionaires. We can't rely on them. We have to rely on you. With you, we succeed. Without you, we all go down. So please do contribute at givesandgo.com/oath or go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you and take advantage of an absolutely massive sale, by the way. Buy one, get one on every supplement on the store. And that's buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. Buy a cheap one, get an expensive one for free. Or just buy one, get one on whatever your favorite supplement is. If you've ever wanted to try a supplement from thealexjonesstore.com, today's the day. Go now. Do your Christmas shopping there. You're running out of time to make sure it all arrives before Christmas. So go get your shirts, your hats. I've been carrying around. Where is it? I just had it. Where's my knife? I was going to show off my knife. So I took it out of my pocket. Oh, yeah. It's in my back pocket here. I've been carrying around the Alex Jones knife. I was carrying around another knife. And it's one of those things where I thought my other knife was nice. You know, it was actually an NRA knife my grandfather had given me. And I'd been using it for a while. It was pretty sharp and it was okay. And then I started using this knife and it's like, oh, that other knife was dull. That other knife was hard to open. It was hard to close. It's not until you use a really nice knife that you realize you've been using a crappy knife for so long. So I've been carrying around the Alex Jones signature knife here. You got knives. You got all sorts of survival gear and hoodies and hats and all sorts of great things at thealexjonesstore.com. It'd be excellent for your Christmas list. And you know what you're going to get is absolute quality. And it's got the Alex Jones signature there. It's that quick release. It really is smooth and nice. Everything's high quality at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there today. Do your Christmas shopping. Keep us on the air and fighting this ultimate revolution for humanity. I got so many videos to go to. I should probably go to them, shouldn't I? Shouldn't I go to them? I want to go to this. It's sort of disconnected from everything else, but it's clip number 5. And I think it's important to understand just how lawless the Democrats truly are. This is Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas asking New Jersey's Attorney General, their chief lawyer making this case. Basically, the Obama administration, in this case, this New Jersey AG, just decided to start investigating and trying to destroy Christian charities without a complaint. There was no complaint made. So here's this guy trying to justify why, on their own volition, without a complaint or without any knowledge that any laws were being broken, why the justice system in this country chose, on their own volition and without a reason, why they would target Christian charities and try to destroy them. I mean, we are in open tyranny right now. Let's watch.
Did you have complaints that formed the basis of your concern about the fundraising activities here?
We certainly had complaints about crisis pregnancy centers that petitioned.
No, about this crisis pregnancy center.
So I think we've been clear from the outset that we haven't had complaints about this specific.
So you had no basis to think that they were deceiving any of their contributors?
I don't think that's correct, Your Honor. I think we had carefully canvassed all of the public information that is provided on the website of First Choice in making a determination that we wanted to initiate an investigation.
But you had no factual basis.
I don't think that's true, Your Honor. I think, for example, you could take a look at a comparison between the donation page for First Choice that we have carved out from the very beginning.
So you had no complaints?
We had no complaints, but the state governments, federal government, initiate investigations all the time in the absence of complaints where they have a reason to suspect that there could be potential issues of legal compliance. And look, it could be the case based on our investigation, when we look at documents, when we look at information, that ultimately will determine that First Choice isn't liable for any violation
of the
law.
Well, that just seemed to be a burdensome way to find out whether someone has a confusing website. But you said earlier that you did not agree with their characterization of why they were being put to this. And it would seem that the obvious way to refute that was to say we had 100 complaints. But you say you have no complaints, but rather you looked at the website and their materials and you think it could have been misleading. So why is your characterization any better than theirs?
So, Your Honor, I'd point you to the Turner Declaration, which is at pages 400 to 401 of the Joint Appendix, which lays out the predicate for the state's investigation of First Choice. And we had concerns in four buckets. We had concerns about potentially misleading donors. We had concerns about the unlicensed practice of medicine. We had concerns about patient privacy practices. And we had concerns about potentially misleading or untrue medical statements. So I think we had a more than ample basis to initiate this investigation.
But you had no complaints.
We had no complaints, but I think that, Your Honor, that goes at most to the merits. That doesn't go to the standing analysis.
So it's pretty simple. They just decided, as Attorney Generals of New Jersey, to just open an investigation on a Christian facility because they could. They had no reason to. They had no reason to suspect they were doing anything wrong. Just investigate them. See what you come up with. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we had that type of initiative to go after some of this stuff? Clarence Thomas forced New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin's chief counsel to admit that the state launched an intrusive investigation into a pro-life pregnancy center without receiving a single complaint about the organization. During oral arguments in First Choice Women's Resource Center versus Platkin, Justice Thomas methodically dismissed the state's justification for issuing a donor snooping subpoena targeting First Choice, faith-based pro-life pregnancy support network that has operated for over 40 years. He drilled into a simple, devastating question. You had no basis to think they were deceiving any of their contributors. And the answer was no, they didn't. However, they still got all of their public information. They still were able to launch an investigation into them. This is the type of stuff that our Department of Justice is doing other than literally anything they should be doing. This is where our resources are going. This is where our money is going, is literally just to oppress Americans on the basis of their faith. It's infuriating. And it goes on, you know, unmitigated and has for a very long time. I mean, after all, the IRS was in trouble for this under Lois Lerner with Barack Obama. Nothing ever came of it. And this is at a time when just regular criminals are just running wild and committing the most insane crimes over and over and over again without anybody stopping them. Again, the thing to understand here is that the people who are now in positions of authority in our country, brace for it, they don't actually care about the law. They don't. They don't care about the intentions of the law, the spirit of the law. They see their role as a soldier in an army that's destroying America. And they'll get whatever position they can and then utilize whatever authority they can accrue for themselves to that end. And that's it. That's what they are trying to do. That's the purpose of this. Remember, the purpose of a system is what it does. Okay. The crime stories from the last week have been insane. And part of me has to wonder, like, why is so much of this being exposed now? Is it just that it's being exposed? Is it happening more often? I think it's happening more often. I don't think this is just a matter of the internet existing and now these stories are getting nationwide traction. Maybe it is the case, but like, did it used to be that people were burned alive on public transportation every week and we just never heard about it? Or is this a new phenomenon? I don't know. It's about 2 weeks ago, young woman, white girl, just like Irina Zaruska, sitting on a train minding her own business. In her case, doused in gasoline, lit on fire, third-degree burns over 50% of her body. Nearly died, will never be the same. Just so happened. Now, in every instance of one of these types of just brutal, horrific attacks, what we're told is that the people have mental illness, that they have some sort of disconnect in their brain that makes it so that they can't be held responsible for their behavior. In some cases, that means they just let them back on the street, which again is crazy. I mean, if a person is not able to understand that like hurting somebody is wrong, they need to be put down like a dog or institutionalized for life. How it's the solution to just let them out again is insane. Or they just send them to a mental hospital where they get to play video games for the rest of their lives. Great. It's completely absurd and outrageous. But the question is, why is this particular mental illness? Okay, if these guys all have schizophrenia and they're just hallucinating things, isn't it kind of weird that they always attack small white women? You would think if this was just a delusion, they'd be attacking trains, they'd attack the bus, they'd attack a big fat guy and a black woman. No, no, no. The crazy black guys with the schizophrenia, crazy Muslim guys with the mental illness, all only target pretty white girls. Yeah, it's just because it's a hate crime. It's because it's a targeted hate crime against a people that they hate. That's men and women. From Infowars.com, shock, sleeping man set on fire in New York subway. Again, did this happen all the time? I don't know. I can think of no less than four examples of people being lit on fire in American transportation in the last year. Is this always happening? We just didn't know about it? Authorities are searching for a suspect who lit a sleeping homeless man on fire in a subway car in New York City this week. The horrifying attack unfolded around 3 a.m. on Monday in Manhattan. A suspect, a brown or black male wearing a hoodie and a backpack, entered a train car at 34th Street Penn subway station, set the unsuspecting victim ablaze, fled onto the platform, and boarded another train. The 56-year-old man was engulfed in flames and suffered severe burns to his legs. NYPD officers even found skin stuck to the seats of the carriage. Well, that's just horrifying, but not the only story like that today. Homeless career criminal with history of assaulting women arrested for slapping NYU student, pulling her hair. This is from Gateway Pundit. We have the video. A homeless career criminal. Like, why does that exist? Why does a homeless career criminal exist? So here's the actual video. Here's him on the street. He passes by all of the other people to specifically target the white woman, slap her in the face, knock her to the ground, and keep going. You can see a big crowd of people. I mean, he literally starts off way in the back. He passes by a group of about 15 people hurrying, running. He starts running right here because he's got to catch up to the white woman to slap her. Now, that was a Muslim guy. She made a video about this. She calls the guy white because I guess she only got a little glimpse of him. but a closer shot reveals he's Middle Eastern of some sort. Clip 26 here. Amelia Lewis talks about being assaulted as a New York student on campus or just off campus there in New York City. Let's watch.
So I just watched the footage of my assault, and I'm going to say it's definitely violent. Thank you so much to my best friend Summer for literally going to the liquor store where it happened in front of and getting the surveillance footage of the assault. Like, I'm shocked I even got this. I have sent it to NYU security, and they're forwarding it to the police, and it actually is the guy that has been assaulting many girls around campus right now. He is a tall white male with long brunette hair and a long brunette beard, and is wearing gray sweatpants and a big black puffer jacket and a blue towel around his neck. So if you see him, please call 911 and report him to the police, because they are looking for him, because he has done this to so many girls, and this is like disgusting. So I'm just gonna say, like, trigger warning, because like it's honestly a really hard watch, like, just I mean for me, just because it like happened to me, but like just like watch if you're interested, but like it's definitely not cute. So this is right before it all happened. So I circled where I'm walking. I just crossed the street and I'm walking down the right side of Broadway. And then you can see that he literally followed me across the street. And that's him right there. And he literally targets me and approaches me and does this. You can tell literally everyone around is literally in shock. These girls like don't know what to do. It's so terrible. And then they thankfully helped me up and asked if I was okay. And then you can see the man was asking if I was okay. And then later on, he helps me call the police. I just really want to emphasize how not okay this is. I am a student at NYU. I should not be scared to be walking the street to go to my 9:30 a.m. class.
Wow, how privileged.
These people are disgusting, and they should not be able to be walking around the street.
White privilege on display. That's what should be illegal.
Targeting girls and doing this, because I heard that this guy did this a month ago. That is not okay. We need to get these people. That's not okay. I'm honestly still in shock, but I'm more enraged that things like this are able to happen in this city, and we really need to do something about it, because this is unacceptable.
Uh-huh.
This just shows that you really need to reflect on who you're voting for and supporting right now, because New York needs help, and we're just not getting the help we need, and this is crazy.
Who do you think she voted for? You're about to see a lot more of that. I mean, you just elected a mayor who has said, quote, violence is a social construct, so... Yeah, they're about to close down Rikers, and about 10,000 of those guys are about to be on your street. And we're going to continue this conversation on the other side, because I got about 10 videos. Because this isn't the only place this is happening in New York City. It's happening in Chicago. It's really happening all over. And every single time, it's people with a lengthy rap sheet. 16, 20 arrests in their career. What happened to the three-strike rule? Did we undo the three-strike rule? You know, that worked in the 90s. And that big crime bill, three-strike rule was implemented. And if you were charged with crime three times, that was life in prison. What happened to that? Can we bring that back? Can we have a one-strike rule? Or do we need another method of punishment? Because our judicial system doesn't exist right now in any meaningful form.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of The War Room is on. So I got a lot to talk about, a lot of videos to show. I'm also going to be doing a Moonbase Live broadcast tonight, probably starting around 9 p.m. With Joe Wakili. He'll be joining us from Connect Those Dots. Very funny guy, myself and Lebanon John. We'll be talking to him about, and I'll probably say, because I have all these videos from this World Jewish Congress event that happened. I'll probably save it for Moonbase to respond to those, because I still have more to cover here. But we'll get into that, and we'll get into probably what's going on with the Catholics and the Orthodox getting together. It's all very subversive. So make sure you're following me on X at Harrison H. Smith, and you can tune in there or go to rumble.com/moonbase live. So this woman, Amelia whatever, gets assaulted in New York City. Mae Musk, this is Elon Musk's mother, responds to this, says, I have a female friend who has been punched twice in Soho. The first time she turned around and the man just laughed. The second time the man disappeared into the crowd. Both times she was taking her two teen girls to the subway as they were going to school. There is no protection. It's very scary for her and her daughters. And this is one of those things where, again, is it just that we're seeing it more, or is this happening all the time and the mainstream media deliberately ignores and downplays it? I think it's because the media ignores and downplays it. We have so many examples of this. This is the story about the one we just saw, James Rizzo, 45, who has 16 prior busts on his record, allegedly shoved a 68-year-old woman as she walked on Fifth Avenue near West 47th Street at around 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Rizzo is accused of striking the victim with his elbow without warning so violently she fell to the ground and suffered a small cut, according to the cops. The unhinged perp's spree continued on Monday morning when he allegedly came up behind 20-year-old Big Apple co-ed Amelia Lewis on Broadway near Astor Place, slapped her head and buttocks and pulled her hair in a shocking attack. That was the video we just saw. He was charged Tuesday with assault in both incidents, facing additional raps of persistent sexual abuse and forcible touching in connection to the attack on Lewis. So, you know, he'll be out tomorrow. So if I had to imagine, he'll be out abusing women tomorrow because there's no bail in New York. And what's a little, assault between New Yorkers? You know, they got bigger fish to fry, so they'll probably toss that whole thing. And this happens over and over and over again in American cities. And we've seen some of the most gruesome examples. Irina Zarutska, this woman on the train in New York who was lit on fire. We had the other story of the guy who was lit on fire. Yeah, this guy in New York who's running around slapping people. You also have this story. Monster with dozens of prior arrests punches elderly man, shoves him onto train tracks in Chicago. A man with a long rap sheet dating back to 2001 punched an elderly man and shoved him onto the train tracks in Chicago on Monday morning. 39-year-old Tommy Carter was arrested and charged with attempted murder after he beat a senior citizen and knocked him onto the train tracks. The victim was found lying on the train tracks and transported to Loyola University Medical Center. Carter spat on them as police said Carter spat on them as they took him into custody. Carter was also charged with three felony counts of aggravated battery to a police officer. Apparently, he's got, at 39 years old, dozens and dozens and dozens of prior arrests. Last month, a black man with 49 prior arrests doused a white woman in flammable liquid and set her on fire inside of a Chicago train. He was hit with federal terrorism charges and shouted burn B-word as the victim rolled around trying to put out the fire. Good Samaritans were eventually able to help put out the fire, but she was hospitalized with severe injuries. Okay, another guy with 49 prior arrests. 49. 49 prior arrests. This is the thing. You want to talk to me about the rule of law? You want to talk to me about the Constitution? There's only one population in America that's actually subject to law. It's white Christian people. And we're not even subject to law. We're just subject to continual abuse by people with the authority of the law. 49 arrests? Like, what? How is that even possible? He's 50 years old. I assume he wasn't getting arrested as a baby, but I don't know. Maybe he was. You're getting arrested once a year on average, and we just keep letting you out over and 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 over. I'm not even going to do it. I was going to do that 50 times because that's how many times a man has been arrested. Why is he alive? Why is he walking around with our family members in public? Why is he permitted to do this stuff over and over and over and over? Why is it only when he literally tries to burn a girl to death will he actually be subject to sufficient charges to keep him behind bars for a while? Although they'll probably, you know, let him go to a mental facility like they did with Irina Zarutska's murderer. Because apparently, even though you're obviously targeting a specific person, even though you are bragging about your attack as you're doing it, clearly conscious and cognizant of exactly what you're doing, apparently just pretending to be a retard means you don't have to be subject to our laws, as long as you're black. As long as you're a black retard, laws in America don't apply to you, I guess. It's all just completely insane. Meanwhile, a two-time convicted sex offender on probation for previous offenses kidnapped and raped a woman at a hotel in Bloomington in September. The judge's name is Juan Hoyos. He let this man plea three separate rapes by gunpoint down to probation. So this guy, Mohammed something. I'm not even going to be able to pronounce it. Abdi Mahat Billy Mohammed. Abdimahat Billy Muhammad, 28, of Minneapolis, kidnapped and raped a woman he met on Snapchat. He picked her up at her home, drove her to a hotel where he held her against her will for several days and sexually assaulted her. He'd done this three times before, and every time was put on probation, which means nothing happened to him. Three different times, folks. Three different times he raped women at gunpoint and was let out. But try drinking underage as a white guy in Idaho. Your life will be ruined. The victim told investigators she felt uncomfortable during the ride and asked to get out, but the child door locks were activated. When Muhammad parked, two other men got out of the vehicle, one of whom pointed his gun at the victim's head and instructed her to perform a sex act, quote, or I'll blow your head off, complaint alleges. In September, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension issued a report stating that the DNA profile from the victim's swabs matched a buccal swab taped from Muhammad in connection to separate sexual assault that happened on May 30th. In the 2024 case, Muhammad allegedly brought two sisters up to his apartment in Minnesota and threatened to shoot them if they didn't have sex with him. The victim told first responders that Muhammad had raped and strangled her. But it's not like he's going to go to jail or anything. Nothing happened to him. Again, like, what do we need to do? What is the solution? Like, what is the solution to this? How do you have somebody raping a woman at gunpoint and he doesn't spend a day in jail? He's caught. He's identified. They go through the whole court case. She testifies. And he gets probation three times. Three times this has happened. Muhammad faces charges of first and third degree criminal sexual conduct in the 2024 case, which is set to head to trial on October 21st. Prosecutors also charged him with two counts of fourth degree assault on a peace officer because he allegedly spat on police officers while being taken into custody. And he's let out on street, convicted sex offender who served no prison time, charged in Bloomington rape. So he went out and did it again. She was kidnapped for a week, by the way. On September 21st, nearly a week after her kidnapping, the very distraught and shaken up victim jumped out of Muhammad's car on Aldrich Avenue South in Minneapolis, where a resident called police. A two-time convicted rapist who was put out on probation is back in jail after he allegedly assaulted another victim at a hotel in Bloomington. Like, what do we have to do? It's like if your system of government doesn't provide for victims of rape having their attackers punished, what is the point? What is the point? It's actually worse than there not being a system. It's worse that the rapist technically goes through the court system and nothing happens to him. It'd be better if just nothing happened to him from the beginning and the girl's brother or father could go take him apart piece by piece with a pair of pliers. That would be a more just and righteous system than what we have now, which is where the entire system serves almost solely to protect the criminal and allow them to victimize people over and over and over again. Can you even imagine what it would be like to be gang raped at gunpoint and then to have your rapist serve no jail time? Like, these women will never be the same. These women will never feel comfortable walking down the street at night. These women will never overcome the trauma that he subjected them to. And he doesn't spend one day in prison? It would literally be more just if there was no system at all and the girl's family could torture him to death. That is actually the superior system at this point. It's worse than nothing. Should we watch? Should we watch some things, y'all? Should we watch some examples of these types of activities? We already saw the New York University student be assaulted. Should we watch some others? Let's go to clip number one here. Or actually, let's go to clip number 22. This is a Chicago man with a lengthy rap sheet for randomly assaulting white women. He's finally been hit with felony charges after two more attacks. But yeah, apparently this guy walks around elbowing women in the face completely at random for no reason at all. Sometimes he gets arrested for it. Sometimes it's caught on video. And then they let him out and he does it again. That's one video. Here's another clip. Clip number one. Here's a clip of him punching another woman in the face. There you go. She goes completely, like, paralyzed. He hits her so hard. Again, just walking down the street. It's just what he does for fun, I guess. And he's just arrested for it. Let out on street. He does it again. They arrest him for it again. They let him out on the street. He does it again. It's not always white women. Sometimes it's men. Or sometimes it's toddlers. Let's go to clip number six. Little Elm, Texas. Black male enters a store and strikes a random toddler, causing a bloody nose. Random black guy on a bike just punches a toddler in the face. Cool. Very cool. Like, what do we have to do here to purge our society of these people? I guess first we have to purge the judges that let him out over and over. Yeah, it's anarcho-tyranny by definition. We are prevented by law from doing anything to personally seek justice because ostensibly in our system, justice isn't provided by your family or your clan or a bodyguard you pay, but by the police. But that doesn't happen now. So instead, we're left with this system where you can be subject to crime after crime after crime, and the person will keep being released. But if you try to defend yourself, they'll throw you in prison for the rest of your life. Like the case of the man who shot five, it was like there were five or four people breaking into his garage. He's there with his wife. They attack him. He defends himself. And now the judge is trying to throw him in prison for decades. And you have to understand that there's no limit to any of the stuff that we talk about. It's almost like humans have this inability to, like, understand that, like, there's nothing stopping this from getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And there's no point at which the people that are blind right now will all wake up. Some of them will. Some of them won't ever wake up. There are still leftist white people in South Africa, folks. The Rainbow Coalition experiment has been an utter and absolute abysmal failure, okay? They've gone from being a first world country in every category the same as any European country to the biggest murder rate by far. They can't keep the electricity on half the time. The crime is so horrific. I don't even want to describe it. They haven't collapsed. The white South Africans haven't woken up as a whole and rebelled against it. Again, some of them have, sure. But there are still people who are still fighting white supremacy in South Africa every day. So, like, there's no base level that you get to and everybody goes, okay, that's enough. Now we'll fight the crime. Now we'll fix things. It can just get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And the worse it gets, like, it compounds. It compounds because the more people out here committing these crimes, the longer the backlog at the court, the quicker they want to get through it, the more plea deals they hand out, the less people go to prison, the more are back out on the street to commit more crimes, to back up the log more. It's just, we're in a feedback loop of collapse right now. We have to intervene, stop it, correct it, and get back on the right track. Nobody is talking about doing that. It's not hard. We just have to have a 3-strike rule. We have to have minimum sentences be a hell of a lot longer. And really, I think we just have to expedite the death penalty because some of these people have proven themselves unworthy of existence. That's just how it is. Should we watch the videos again? We got to set a code books or whatever, and we got to have you know, the punishment fit the crime and all that. But on the other hand, I think two times. I think the first time you elbow a woman in the face for no reason, at random, on a city street, no provocation, no excuse, blatantly. Let's roll it. Clip number one here, clip number 22. The moment you do one of these, you go to jail for like 10 years. You do it a second time, and you should be dead that afternoon. That's just me. I mean, once you prove it's the right guy, once you, you know, like, what's the excuse for this? Why would we want this person around us? It's unfair to everybody else that he gets to exist. So I don't know what we have to do, but somebody punches my toddler in the face, we ain't going to court, okay? I'm not about to sit through a year-long court proceeding to have him let out with a slap on the wrist, okay? I'm going to kill him. Like that. This is like the mindset we need to start having, I think, maybe, because our system is not sufficient. It doesn't work. It's been deliberately destroyed. So what do you think happens after that? We're just supposed to accept it? We're supposed to go, well, you know, what are you going to do? Sure, he lit my sister on fire, but he said he was mentally unwell. So, you know, I guess he's back out on the street. Liberty, you know, it's just like, no, we don't have to put up with this. We don't have to be victims. We don't have to let these psychopaths roam around. We want the system to work. We want justice to be applied. We don't want to have to do it ourselves. We don't want to have clans and gangs and family members escorting people around or getting revenge on our behalf. We are reverting back to like the pre-civilization age. In Europe, it's way worse. In Europe, it's way worse. And this is coming for us. And this is one of the craziest things. I'm not sure if you guys brought it in. The UK is so far gone. Pull that one in for me. They're just doing this in the UK. Like, you need to understand, when we say they're undermining Western civilization, it's all going away. The idea that we get to choose who is in charge of us, that has gone away in America. We chose. He's not in charge. Trump is not in charge. Some random judge somewhere is. I didn't vote for him. The justice system doesn't work. The electoral system doesn't work because they've been deliberately destroyed with the intention of pointing at their destruction, the remnants, the aftermath of their chaotic behavior. They want to point to that and go, yeah, this whole system's screwed up. I guess we need communism now. I guess we better have communism. Let's go to this video. This is happening in the UK. The UK is getting rid of jury trials. That's what's happening. The foundation of Western jurisprudence, the jury trial that we imported from Great Britain here in America, the idea that you choose 12 random people and that is your best opportunity. Like, you've got two sides, they both put their case forward, and you let 12 random but intelligent and responsible citizens who have no stake in the case, they get to decide for justice what is done. It's a beautiful system. It's not perfect, but it's better than anything else anybody else has come up with. It's inconvenient now. The UK is getting rid of it. Let's watch.
First, I will create new swift courts within the Crown Court with a judge alone deciding verdicts in tribal either way cases with a likely sentence of 3 years or less, as Sir Brian recommends. Sir Brian estimates that they will deliver justice at least 20% faster than jury trials.
Okay, so they're getting rid of jury trials in the UK. Have you seen UK judges before? Have you seen some of the things they've done to people? We had a woman just recently. I might have to issue a language warning for this one. Wales judge Tracy Lloyd Clark, who previously freed a 33-year-old man who was convicted of raping a girl under 14 due to prison overcrowding. So this is how it works. This is how anarcho-tyranny works with these gay-ass judges in charge, prison overcrowding. That's Australian. Has now sentenced a British man to 20 months in jail over a post on X. The prison's too crowded. I guess we better let out the guy who raped a child. But David Morgan, for saying, if you're a white dude apologizing for saying nigger, you're a faggot, he goes to jail for 20 months. The rapist gets out. Because apparently what I just said is worse than rape. Prison's overcrowded. Got to let out the rapist. But in the meantime, let's put the guy with the X post in. UK woman arrested for calling her attacker a faggot in text messages. Cop broke into her home as she bathed. A British woman named Elizabeth Kinney joined Piers Morgan Uncensored this week, where she detailed her shocking experiments being arrested while she was bathing, all for using the word faggot in a private text message. As she took a bath, 10 male police officers and one female entered her home, intruded on her privacy as she sat in her tub completely naked, arrested her for a private text message to an individual where she used the word faggot because she had been assaulted by a man who she then insulted. In text messages, so the ordeal began when Kinney was physically assaulted by a man whom she called a faggot in text messages when she sent a photo of her injuries, which included a fractured skull, to a woman who allegedly caused the confrontation in the first place. So this woman is beaten by a man so badly her skull fractures, and then she's arrested for texting that he's a faggot, for insulting him, the man who cracked her skull. She gets pulled out of the bathtub by 10 cops and arrested. There's no bottom, folks. There's no limit to the absurdity that they're preparing for us. It's not that bad here yet. It's going to be if we don't stop it. And it goes on and on and on. The sentencing remarks in Rotherham Grooming Gang case reads like wartime atrocities. I'm not even going to read this one, but it's just what happened to one girl who, again, I mean, maybe I should just read it. We don't have time. It's what I was talking about, how the Muslims actually run the orphanages in the UK. And so white girls whose parents die and have nobody in the world looking out for them are handed over to the state, and Muslim women treat them like whores and whore them out to Muslim men over and over and over, and then she gets pregnant and they force her to have an abortion at 14. And it goes on and on. We have to stop what's happening right now, or else even this will look tame for what the whole future holds.
Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexshowstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning if each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo in this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin, we must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, bat brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew, a cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Get a gift from the Alex Jones store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.